Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together, and then try and hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. D.L. Moody, the famous Victorian preacher, once said, "There will be no peace in any soul until it is willing to obey the voice of God." The problem with the word obedience is that we're inclined to see it as restrictive. Because I have the privilege of living amongst many children, the word obedience is often heard. Time and again, we have to insist on obedience in order to keep the children safe and secure. When they want to dash across a road without looking, or to go out on a cold day without a coat, we will ensure that they obey our requests. They may well grumble, but we're content with that, because we know that our words are loving and wise. When God tells us to obey His rules, the child in us will sometimes cry out, "But I want to do it my way." We want to follow our own selfish agenda. As Peter describes it, we want to satisfy our own desires. But God has a better way for us. And that's entirely found through obedience to Him. When Jesus spoke to His disciples just before His crucifixion, He told them that they were like branches and that He was the vine. Only through being continually connected to the vine could they be fruitful, and that depended entirely upon obedience. He said, "When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in His love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you." The result of obeying God will inevitably be joyful. At times we will struggle with it, but obeying God is always the way to find life and to be able to pass it on to others. Let me pray with you. Heavenly Father, forgive us that we still love to do things in our own way. Help us to discover the blessing and freedom of living in obedience to you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.